Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Livewire, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Hey everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Tonight we have a big announcement. We're going to be announcing the four gentlemen who will be inducted into the Rochester Lancers Wall of Fame for 2013. If you listen to last week's show, you know who one of those four people are, but we'll hold that off for just a moment. The owner of the MISL Rochester Lancers, Salvatore Soccer Sam Fantuzzo, will join us in just a little bit to make that big announcement. And the second half of the show, we're going to preview the World Cup qualifying matches around the globe with Dick Howard and Michael Lewis. Michael Lewis, of course, focusing on the United States match against Jamaica, and of course that big match with Mexico hosting Panama. Here's one of the inaugural members of the Lancers Wall of Fame right now, our host Joe Sirianni. And Joe, I gotta tell you, that dinner on Saturday or Friday night at the Sport Club,
Well, Andrew, I can tell you one thing. They certainly know how to cook over there at the Sports Club, and a lot of people. We had capacity crowd. And there was a great event, and I'm glad you enjoyed the environment, that you enjoy the food, and we enjoy having you there with Michael Lewis and all the rest of the people.
That's right.
I think it was a pretty nice event, after you left, there was dancing, there was drinking, there was partying, so, you know, it's a good place to be if you want to have fun.
Well, we're talking about, of course, the Italian-American Sport Club, the place where Rochester professional soccer was founded, thanks to the team we honored on Friday, the 1963 Italian-American Sport Club team that won the U.S. Amateur Cup, the amateur version of the U.S. Open Cup, which the Rhinos won in 1999. There was, I think it was about a dozen of the players who were in attendance. A few of them have passed away. A few of them live outside of Rochester. Right. But there was probably more than half the team was there at the event. Of course, Charlie Sciano had a lot to say during the event as the MC, the former owner of the NASL Rochester Lancers. And it was a tremendous event. And honoring these gentlemen, who they are gentlemen, it was great to be there and be a part of that.
I tell you, after the event, as a matter of fact, this Saturday, I got a letter from one of the players that lives in California, Dennis Jones. He regretfully could not attend, but he was a key member of their soccer team in 1963. He was a stalwart defender of Frank Carricchio, and he regretted to not be there. So on behalf of Dennis, he wants me to extend to all his friends in Rochester best wishes and his apology for not being able to attend.
Now, is his real name Deniso Jonzeo?
No, he's a Welsh soccer player, tremendous soccer player. He came to Rochester to the Italian American Sports Club, you know, from Toronto. He played with Toronto Italia, and he came to Rochester, and he was a very good player, and he played with the Italian American, then with the Lancer as well. And it was through him that I really got involved in soccer.
That's right. He was the first. He was one of the Lancer coaches originally, right?
Yes, he was.
Back in the early days, and we're doing some reminiscing because we're going to be talking about the Lancers Hall of Fame and just in our next segment with Soccer Sam and the gentlemen who are going to be inducted. We're looking at some of the old programs and some of the old memorabilia. We don't mind to mention any names yet, but. We're going to have that in just a few minutes, but it's just great looking back at some of the memories, looking at the anniversary booklet we did for the 40th anniversary of the championship team in 1970, where we listed all the players and the event that was held alongside Rochester Rhinos and all these gentlemen who played with this storied club. And I hope Michael Lewis can write that look about the Lancers. I know he had a chance to interview Omero Perez and Frank Curricchio, the captains of that team in 1963. And that's really the start. That's like the first chapter of the book, really, is how that team came together.
You know, Andrew, when you talk about, dreams and when you talk about, planning for the future, not only we got to give a lot of credit to the players because at that time they played for the love of the game. And, just like was said, They came from their job, they came to practice, and then, next day they went to work, and then they come back to practice again. They practice about 2-3 times a week, and then they went and worked. We had a club in Emerson Street, and, they went over there, they basically got the house, and they met a club over there, and we used to, just like we do now on Buffalo Road. You go over there, they cook, they eat, they play bocce, they do all the things that they do, and that's how you become a family, and that's how the dreams started. Like Charlie said, it started in, the Lancer started in a classroom room where people were called in there by Rudy LaPorte and
Tony Pulano, who's a member of the Hall of Fame.
And Charlie Shawn to become owners, to become part of the thing, which later on they become owners. So, it's the story. The story is so simple and so good. Men who had a dream. And here we are today, with soccer that has reached, not yet the peak, but it's improved at least 80% from what it was.
Well, I mean, if you think back to the day, Joe, when these gentlemen played, they never would have even thought that you would have a professional league for women in the United States. You never would have thought you would have a sport that was made out of soccer, futsal soccer, in a U.S. version of indoor soccer where we have the Lancers' name continuing now. They never would have thought of that happening, or even having our national team play in the World Cup. So, I mean, it's something that, back in those days, it was a lot different. We have Tito Lorini, who was inducted in the Hall of Fame last year, was a member of that team. But these are gentlemen who came over from the old countries, from Germany, from England, Wales, like you said, of course, from Italy, Brazil, and they built this team, and the rest is history.
One of the things that really was amazing then, still, if you really think about it's amazing right now, is to have a group of people that got together without any discrimination, anything at all, and they became a team. And, they achieved what we've been talking about in 1963. They achieved the ultimate. Okay, so much like, the Rhinos beat and won a cup. So it's a similar kind of thing.
That's right. And then nobody expected them to win. They beat the defending champions, or team from Detroit, in the quarterfinals. And they went on and beat some of the best amateur teams in the country. Then, and 3 years later, they went all the way to the final again. This time they had to go on the road, though, and were beaten in Chicago. But that second team that went into the final in 66, that was really the basis for the Lancers. So,
right. So
then there's so much history, and we'll certainly be talking more about this team as time moves along, and hopefully we'll have a chance to introduce them to the fans that maybe of today and let them know what these guys are the ones. Without them, there wouldn't have been any soccer in Rochester as we know it. So we're going to take our first break. We're thinking of the legends of the game. We're going to bring in a legend himself, Salvatore Soccer Sam Fantuzzo, the primary owner of the MISL Rochester Lancers. And we'll let you know who's going to be inducted into the Lancers Wall of Fame for 2013. That's next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and also live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, Dick Howard, a very interested listener always at WYSL, and I get my kicks in the grass courtesy of Joe Siriani.
When I'm with you, it doesn't matter where we are or what we're doing. I'm with you, that's all that matters.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Rhinos players and staff would like to thank all the fans for supporting them during the 2013 season at Salem Stadium and for the last 18 years. 2014 Rhino season tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are now on sale at the Rhinos office, 460 Oak Street, or by calling 454-KICK. The Rhinos will be back for another exciting year of soccer in 2014.
Score big with Salem's! Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins' deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The Rochester Lancers are back for another season of exciting MISL soccer this fall. The Lancers open the 2013 campaign at the Blue Cross Arena on Saturday, November 16th, against the defending MISL champion Baltimore Blast. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Get your 2013 Lancers season tickets by visiting ourlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
Billy literally played this at my wedding, and everybody got up and danced. You can't mess with Dean Martin. It always brings a smile to my face whenever we hear him. Andrew Batiste here with Joe Redcart Sirianni on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and we talk about pizza, and we talk about Amore, we talk about our next guest gentleman who loves Rochester, and he loves soccer, and he shows it everything he does with the Rochester Lancers from the Major Indoor Soccer League. He is the primary owner, and he is also on our show tonight to help us announce the Wall of Fame class for 2013 for the Rochester Lancers, joined by the one and only Salvatore Soccer Sam Fantuzzo. Sam's appearance brought to you by the Lancers. Don't forget, the home opener is November 16th, Saturday night, against the defending champion Baltimore Blast. Call 872-KICK or go to rlancers.com. That's the letter R, lancers.com, to get your tickets, season tickets, and all of that information available on the website. Good evening, Sam. How are you doing?
Joe and Andrew, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Before we get to the Wall of Fame, though, we have an announcement to make. On Monday, Columbus Day, next Monday, starting at 11 o'clock, they're going to have the 73rd annual Columbus Day luncheon sponsored by the Italian Civic League and the Italian American Sport Club, sponsoring it this year, at the Diplomat Party House. And our guest, Soccer Sam, Salvatore Fantuzzo, is being presented with the Outstanding Citizen Award for 2013. And you couldn't find anybody who is more deserving than you, Sam. So congratulations.
Thank you, Andrew and Joe. I got like 3 speeding tickets this year, so I guess that made me win this award. I'm really honored.
Well, Sheriff Maloney's going to be the speaker, so you better be quiet about those parking tickets.
I
also want to mention the Lifetime Achievement Award is being given to Mr. Joe Sirianni. So
The only good thing about this is Sam and I are going to be in the same. In the podium, setting the event together, so we're going to hold hands.
We have a soccer ball, right?
Hey, Joe, so, congratulations on that. You do deserve it. You've done so much for this community, for soccer and for all the Italian clubs you're involved in, and I'm honored to be at the same head table with you, Joe.
Sam, we're going to hold hands, so we both, you know, so if I say something wrong, you kick me in the leg.
If you want to get tickets for this event, we encourage you to go. It's a great event. I'm going to be there with my wife. It's an honor of Joe and Sam and all the members who are going to be there. The tickets can be purchased by calling Quintino De Caesar at 247-6610. It's $20 in advance, $25 at the door. It always sells out every year, so get your tickets. But Sam, we're here to announce the Wall of Fame for 2013, and it was a difficult decision. There's so many people out there who are deserving members of the Lancer family to go into the Wall of Fame. So we narrowed it down. We have 4 gentlemen who are going to be joining it this year.
Yes, I think you guys made a great selection here, and I think the committee did an amazing job to pick these 4 gentlemen. And Andrew, when you kind of educated me on some of their history, it's not just about what they did for the Lancers, but what these 4 people did outside of soccer after the Lancers and throughout their careers in this community. So let's hear them, man. I want to hear them.
Okay, well, you already know the answer, Sam, but the first one we did announce last week, and it is gentlemen who we have on our show every week, and he's a credit to this sport. He is known worldwide. Literally, he's rubbed elbows with Michel Platini and with Sir Alec Ferguson and Pelé and Beckenbauer.
And don't forget Blatter.
Sepp Blatter. He has worked for FIFA for many years, but he was, of course, a Lancer, a member of the 1970 championship team. He's also a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. And we've spoken about Dick many, many times, Joe, so
I tell you,
no stranger to our show.
You're talking about a gentleman and a scholar of the game, so Dick is certainly, you know, deserving of this award.
Well, let's get to the other 3 gentlemen.
Yeah,
Sam, go ahead.
But I mean, the young kids that didn't see Dick play, he was an amazing player. But it's, you know, what he brings to your show every week, and the knowledge and the history of the game, and his rubbing elbows, like you said, with all these legends, and bringing it live, you know, here on your station and on your show once a week, it educates so many Rochesterians. So I think it's a great choice.
Absolutely. Of course, Dick was one of the two keepers, the other with Claude Campos, who is already in the wall. So both keepers now from that right. 70 team. And they say defense wins championships.
Exactly.
So I can't forget Charlie Mitchell is also in the Wall of Fame. And we're hopefully we're going to get him into Rochester at some point because he wasn't able to make last year's ceremony. But speaking of gentlemen who are knowledgeable about soccer, the next inductee is certainly at the top of the list. And they say I'm knowledgeable about soccer, but this gentleman has probably forgotten more about soccer than I've ever learned. And we're speaking about a gentleman who has been a player in Rochester, but he's most known for being a writer for the Democrat and Chronicle. He wrote for many, many years on the Lancers. He also worked for the Lancers in the PR department. And people know him today on the radio. He's been on Soccer Sam's show for many years. He's on the Bob Matthews show for many years. He is the one and only Dean of Soccer, Alex Loy, and Sammy gets that name for a definite reason. He knows everything there is to know about the game, and he's been a fixture in this community for almost 50 years now.
I mean, go ahead, Joe.
I have to say that he is Ukrainian by birth, Brazilian because he lived there most of the time. And you're talking about knowing the game. He knows the game very well, and I'm very, very proud that he's been inducted. So Alex Loy is certainly one of the guys that deserves to be in the Hall of Fame, and I'm sure that life has not been so kind to him at the moment because he's not doing well, you know, physically, but I'm sure that he's going to be able to make it to the War Memorial or to the Blue Cross Arena to receive the award.
And Sam, I said you've known Alex for many years yourself.
He's a good friend, and he has done so much, and he educated me so much in the last 4 years about the history of the Lancers, and kind of drove me to understand how important bringing this history is out to fans and young fans. So yeah, I am honored. I'm so happy that Alex is being honored.
And speaking of Ukrainians, we're keeping this in the Ukrainian family. Our next inductee is also Ukrainian. He was born in Ukraine and immigrated to Rochester in the late 40s. He played soccer, track and field, and basketball at Franklin High School. Went to Ohio State, St. John Fisher in Brockport. He's played for the Ukrainian American Sport Club, the Hungarians, the Newark Sich in the American Soccer League, Toronto Ukrainian, and he also played for the Rochester Lancers. He was a household name in Canada. He also was named to the U.S. national team roster. He never actually played a match for the national team, but he was on the roster in the 60s. And people also know him. He was the former coach of the Rochester Flash. Yes, there was a Rochester Flash before there was the Resters New York Flash in the 80s. He was the coach. He also coached at St. John Fisher when I was a student there. And many of you know him as the first color voice of the Rochester Rhinos. Mr. Don Lalka is our next inductee. And Joe, you've known Don for 40-plus years.
I have so much love and admiration for Don because he's also known as Bodan Lakas.
That's his given name.
Yeah, it's a given name. But anyway, I remember when he was a player, he used to practice day after day, kicking the ball against the wall, heading the ball, kicking the ball. So you're talking about dedication. And he became one of the premier soccer players in Rochester on defense. Sam, you know him.
I have videotapes of Don and the original Rhinos with the road trips, and again, just educating people of the game. And he just educated the Rochester community about the game of soccer. A lot of people were, you know, the Lancers were gone for 15 years when the Rhinos were formed. I mean, Don, you know, he worked with Don Stevens, but Don Lalka was the knowledge of soccer. Don Stevens was a professional broadcaster, and Don kind of educated the fans of the game and the history of the game. And again, great choice there, guys.
It certainly is. Don is our third choice. And the fourth inductee is a gentleman who was one of the owners of the Rochester Lancers. You talk about education. Without this gentleman and his vision for youth soccer, there probably would not have been the growth of soccer in Rochester. And the people who follow the game in the 80s, the 90s, all the way through to today. It was helped to be founded by this gentleman. He founded Little Guy Soccer in Chi Lai in 1969, one of the first youth soccer programs in the United States. He was the president of the Chi Lai Soccer Association for many years, again, an owner of the Rochester Lancers, one of the original men who were men in that broom closet back in the day, Joe, and we're talking about Mr. Ed Morante.
Well, Ed Morante goes back a long time in the original, you know, with the Italian American Sports Club. He was one of the official at that time in the club. And he was also present at the ceremony that we had the other night. But, you know, I got to know Eddie mostly with the Lancers. He truly a dedicated kind of gentleman that he gives everything that he's got. And he was an administrator. And just like you said, he promoted youth soccer. He brought teams in Italy to compete. He's done everything, so he's well deserving of this award.
And Sammy, think about it. More kids play soccer in this country than any other sport. It wasn't like that in 1969. The sport was unknown pretty much. And Ed Morante had the vision to start youth soccer right here in Chi Lai in the Rochester area for people who are outside of Rochester. And so he's really a visionary and a founder of what we have today in this country.
You know, you drive in Chi Lai and you see the signs, home of Little Guy Soccer. That's something that Mr. Morante put together many years ago. And you don't see that in many cities throughout the country where they're actually a town or a village is honoring the sport that we all love on this show here. And I think the soccer community owes a lot to Ed Morante, and I think it's a great choice.
So those are the gentlemen who will be inducted this year: Dick Howard, Alex Loy, Don Lalka, and Ed Morante. And again, a great class of 2013. And probably what everyone wants to know: well, when is this going to happen? The induction will be taking place on Saturday night, the 14th of December this year. We're having it in December because there are a couple of events happening in November with the Lancers. So it's going to be Saturday the 14th. We'll be facing, ironically enough, a team from St. Louis, same like the sport club faced in the 1963 championship. The brand new St. Louis Ambush will be visiting the Blue Cross Arena on that night, and so we'll have the awards ceremony, Sam, on that evening, and it's going to be a great night, and with Christmas right around the corner at that time, a great Christmas present to bring the fans out to honor these legends.
Andrew, I can't wait, and I can't wait when you intro these guys and the history that you give the fans on each one of these gentlemen. Is just, it's great to listen. I can't wait to see you guys there. Thank you so much for having me.
Wait a minute, Sam. Before we let you go, give us a little bit, a little bit so that our listeners know about the Lancers. What are the plans and how they can get tickets? And let the people know what to do in order to buy tickets and the team a little bit if you can.
But sure. I mean, quickly, we're going to have an announcement Thursday of a new player that we're signing. I think you guys are going to be really happy. He's from an Italian-American background, so I think the Italian-American Sports Club members and listeners of your show that will love this player we're signing. Basically, our home opener is the 16th, like Andrew said, November 16th. Elliot Fowski, the gentleman that wears the Mohican Warrior, the headset there, we are going to give the first 1,000 kids a free headset, which is basically a wig of the Mohawk that Elliot wears and fans and young kids love. Go to ourlancers.com to get tickets. If you buy season tickets for $130, we put you in a drawing to win a free car, a three-year lease on a free automobile from Dick Eye Family Dealerships. And Richie I has been really helpful to make this happen this year. So we're doing a lot of creative things off the field to try to get fans to come to the Blue Cross Arena. And we hope that with our new coach, Josh Reif, that we're saying this is a championship season for us, guys. We're going all the way. I feel it. The players that I've talked to recently feel it. And I think you guys are going to be really happy with some of the new signings.
Well, it's going to be interesting. I can't wait to see the team against Baltimore. It's certainly a big test. We haven't beaten Baltimore yet, the defending champions. So it'll be certainly a tough match. But, Sam, I know we're looking forward to it. And we'll have more information about the Lancers in the upcoming weeks as the team gets together and starts practice. And we move toward that first match on the 16th of November. So, again, thanks very much for all you do. And we look forward to seeing you next Monday at the Italian Civic League.
I will see you guys Monday. Thanks for having me.
Thanks a lot, Sam.
Thank you to that.
Soccer Sam Fantuzzo here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And when we come back, we will have with us Mr. Zero Dick Howard, a member of the class of 2013 for the Lancers Wall of Fame. We'll talk about this weekend's big World Cup qualifying matches next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Doug Miller, and you're listening to Soccer is Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Conservative.
WYSL.
Rochester's home for America's morning show with Quinn and Rose. 92.1 FM and 1040 AM. WYSL Avon Rochester.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsford United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsford, USA wear.
Topnotchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The 2013 NWSL regular season champion, Western New York Flash, would like to thank all their fans in Rochester and the surrounding area for their support during the inaugural season of the NWSL this year. 2014 Flash season tickets are now on sale and can be purchased by calling 454-KICK or online at WNYFlash.com. And you will receive a 5% discount if you pay in full for your tickets by October 13th. Don't miss out on all of the exciting NWSL action. Get your season tickets today. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Your family's growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your style and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber homes are in communities with excellent schools, parks, and all the conveniences your family needs. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta or at Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today. 247-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $129,900. Faber Homes, great homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's The Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
For essentials like toothpaste or toilet paper, you buy in bulk. It's easier and cheaper. The same is true with insurance from Allstate. Save big when you combine your car insurance with home insurance, boat, motorcycle, ATV, or even another car. Buy in bulk. Save in bulk. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo first at 244-2130. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Rochester Lancers are back for another season of exciting MISL soccer this fall. The Lancers open the 2013 campaign at the Blue Cross Arena on Saturday, November 16th, against the defending MISL champion Baltimore Blast. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Get your 2013 Lancers season tickets by visiting ourlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship Team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And our international report with Dick Howard is brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Common in Pittsburgh. Call 248-2650 or go to topnotchmonogramming.com. And don't forget to visit their Facebook page at facebook.com/topnotchmonogramming. And the store, it was down to the store last week. Talked to Tony and Michelle talking about their Facebook page. We're going to be putting a lot more stuff out on the Facebook page with videos and photos of the new gear that's coming in, the t-shirts and the monogramming that Tony does, and tremendous work that he does with the shirts and the gear that for the sports teams, and of course U.S. national team gear. Get it at Top Notch Monogramming. And Joe
and all the schools that he, all the work that he does for the school.
He was doing Pittsford, Mendon, and St. John Fisher when I was over there. Exactly. So, and by the way, before we get to Dick, real quick, the Columbus Day honoring Joe and Sam is a luncheon. It's not a dinner. I think right. We might have said dinner, but it is
and
a lunch.
It starts 11 o'clock with the flag raising 11:30. And then inside for the dinner.
For the lunch. You got dinner on the brain. You're supposed to be hungry, Joe. Dick, how you doing? Congratulations on being inducted this year.
Well, and congratulations to Joe and Stan. You know, two quality individuals also being honored. So it's great to have people involved in Soccer's a Kick in the Grass getting all these awards. It's really good.
It's all up to you guys, because if I owe to the players, people like you that give me the opportunity to do the things that I do, and share the love that we all have, the love of the game.
It's great, Joe, and thoroughly, I was delighted when I heard about your honor. That's great, and for Sam also, it's fantastic.
Well, so Dick, before we get to the World Cup qualifying matches, the big news that came out last week was that the people at FIFA decided they're going to use exclusively the FIFA rankings to determine the seeding for the World Cup, which certainly raised some eyebrows, because if you look at the rankings right now, which I have them in front of me, you've got some teams there that you have to wonder if they're really deserving of a top seed in this tournament. I mean, Spain, Argentina, Germany, Italy, obviously, you can't argue with any of those four, the top four teams. But then 5 through 7, Colombia, Belgium, and Uruguay. 8 is Brazil, by the way. Of course, they're seeded automatically as the host. But that's a little bit controversial when you've got the Netherlands, Portugal, England, France, that there certainly will not be seeds in this tournament.
Yeah. Well, it's a very complicated and complex system that's used to determine the FIFA standings. And I think that, you know, with regards to the teams you've mentioned, there's a little bit of subjectivity. Well, England should be higher, or, you know, other countries should be higher. But they do try and make it as fair as possible, you know, with regards to the games, competitive games as opposed to friendly games, quality of the opposition. And as you say, the fact is that they are there and people know now what's going to be utilized. And it's obviously going to be a very interesting time, and the occasion of the World Cup draw, where I hope to be in Salvador reporting for Soccer's a Kick in the Grass at the draw ceremony itself.
That's going to be very exciting. But we're talking about the matches coming up this Friday. And to start off, boy, talk about a match with some really, now with this new announcement, some big meaning. Belgium going to Croatia. Belgium in first place in Group A, Croatia in second. But Belgium sits in that sixth spot in the FIFA rankings. Croatia is 10th. If Croatia beats Belgium, they may move into a top seed in the World Cup, which would be certainly they wouldn't even be winning their group probably, but they may be a top seed in the World Cup if they can beat Belgium.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough game for Belgium in Zagreb. You know, the Croatians at home are very, very strong, tremendous support from the crowd, and they've got a chance, as you say, to make some moves. But I've been very impressed with this Belgium team. I think they've got the experience and the maturity. Yes, Vincent Kompany's going to be out because of an injury sustained in the weekend game against Everton for Manchester City, but they're still one of the dark horses, I think, and a team that could do well in Brazil.
Certainly, but that's going to be a big loss with Vincent Kompany. What he's at the heart and soul of that defense, and Croatia certainly they can. They're also playing for an automatic berth because the second place team in Europe gets an automatic berth, and they're fighting with Sweden and Austria and Portugal. Of course, Portugal I think has the inside track. They have two very easy games coming up, which would get them to 23 points. So we'll have to see what happens with that. Group B, Joe, Italy is already qualified, but they have a tough match going to Denmark on Friday.
Yeah, I know. It's the coaches called different players just to try them out, and I think that they realize that it's going to be a tough game. I mean, Denmark, it's not an easy team to beat, so they're going to have their hands full.
And Denmark fighting for second place.
I'm glad that Mario Balotelli is on the team. Maybe he can redeem himself by scoring a couple goals.
And the thing is, of course, Denmark got the two final games are both at home. They have an easier game on the 15th against Malta, of course. But if they can get a good result against the Azzurri, it would certainly help their case because it's quite the battle, isn't it, with Bulgaria and Czech Republic also coming into contention, possibly in that group in the fight for second place.
Second place is going to be crazy, especially in one of the groups we're going to get to in a second. But Group C, Germany is well in control. They have a match coming up on Friday against the Republic of Ireland at the Rhein Energy Stadium in Cologne. They get a point there. They're pretty much in for first place. Sweden hosting Austria. That's the big match. Sweden 3 points up on Austria. If Austria can pull off an upset, then they may pull into that second spot. But Dick, I see Sweden getting a second spot.
I think you're right with regards to Sweden. Austria, if they can get a point at Sweden, it'd be great because they've got an easy game in the Faroe Islands, whereas Sweden, of course, played Germany on the 15th. So it's going to make for, when you look through them all, it's just great because there's so many factors coming into play, and the drama on the 15th will be quite remarkable, I'm sure, around Europe because of teams wanting to qualify either outright or as a second-place team.
That's right. And Group D, Netherlands is already qualified, but Hungary, Turkey, Romania are all bunched up for second. Hungary has to go to Holland, though. That's going to be a very tough match. Much easier matches for Romania as they go to Andorra. Should be an easy win there. And Turkey going to Estonia. May not be very easy, but Turkey should come through in that one. So that will really shake up Group D, Dick. And Joe, I think it's second place anybody's game at this point.
Is it?
You look at Turkey, of course, on the 15th. They play the Netherlands, and Romania have a relatively easy game against Estonia. So if you're a betting man, you might even put your money on Romania in this kind of situation. But it's quite the battle, as you say, with three of the teams just 1 point separating them.
It's amazing, Dick, to me that, all those teams that maybe about 4 or 5 years ago, they were not in the loop. Now they're making their way to be class, class kind
of
team.
Well, you look at George Hagi and the great Romanian teams in the recent or the modern era. Turkey has shown that they can be very competitive. And Hungary, of course, everybody talked about the marvelous Magyars, but that's in the 50s, and now this is a new Hungary that's coming forth, and it would be great, of course, if they could make an appearance on the world stage. But if you're looking at the balance of games, it's going to come down to the wire, and I think that it could well go to Romania at the present time.
Certainly, and of course, former Lancer Joe Horvath certainly rooting for his native Hungary in those matches. But Group E, Dick, is a complete, except for Switzerland at the top of the group, this group is just completely wide open. And looking at the standings, amazingly enough, Albania has, I think, a legitimate shot here to move up because they host Switzerland. Of course, Switzerland may be the favorite, but at home, you never know. They finish up with Cyprus. They're sitting on 10 points. Iceland has 13, but Iceland hosts Cyprus, but they have to go to Norway in their last match. So who knows? Slovenia plays Norway on Friday. So that anything can happen in that group. It's totally wide open.
And this is why it's tremendous, isn't it? Because there might be injuries to key players that will remove them, but when you look at an Iceland wanting to make an appearance on the world stage, it will be tremendous for them if they can get that result. And who knows, you know, if they get the result against Cyprus and then travel to Norway on a little bit of a high next week, they could get a result. But again, Group E is like Group D. It's going to be right down to the final minutes of the game and the drama that's going to unfold. Will be tremendous. A little bit easier probably in Group F though, Andrew, isn't it?
Group F, Russia is in first place. They have two very easy matches against Luxembourg and in Azerbaijan. They're both on the road, but Russia should take care of it. And Portugal has two home matches, Israel and Luxembourg. They should lock up second. I think they are the odds-on favorite to get the automatic second place bid as the best record. But of course, you can't count Greece out. Greece has 19 points. They actually lead right now in that battle, and they have two home matches left, but they had a tough one against Slovakia, who are not, they're out of the running, but Bosnia is tied with Greece, and they have a much better goal difference. They host Liechtenstein, and they have to go to Lithuania. So right now, really, Greece is in the driver's seat. If they win twice, they will get that automatic bid, no matter what happens.
Yeah, again, you look at Bosnia-Herzegovina, another country hoping to make its mark on the world stage, and it's been sort of a two-horse race, hasn't it? Greece have shown that over the years they can get surprise results, whether it's at the European level, certainly at the world level they want to make an impression, but it's going to be close. It could come down to, I think, goal difference, and that, of course, very much, as you mentioned, favours Bosnia-Herzegovina.
And Group H, boy, England has got it in their hands. They have two home matches, but they are going to be very difficult. Montenegro has 15 points, Poland 13. Both those countries standing third and fourth. They are in the battle. Ukraine is 1 point back as well. Ukraine has to host Poland on Friday, a huge match for them. So really, some two big matches. The numbers 1 and 3 play, and numbers 2 and 4 play in that group on Friday.
Just tremendous. And of course, England, Poland, you think of way back when in the 70s when Jan Tomaszewski stood on his head and marvelous display of goalkeeping in a 1-1 tie that got Poland to the World Cup finals. And, you know, still people talk about that. Tomaszewski apparently is quite a controversial figure still in Poland as a commentator for football in the country. But that will be quite the game, and you expect England with the two home games to get through, but there's been some injuries, and it's not as easy as maybe it's going to be made out, but I can still see England qualifying at the top of Group H.
We have a lot of Polish fans here in Rochester. My wife is part Polish, so I know the Poles, very proud people, and they really want to get back to the World Cup. They remember the days of Kozdania and Boniek and the great players from that era. Group I, pretty much Spain. They play Belarus. They win. They're pretty much locked into first place in that group. And we have just a couple more minutes, Dick, but the big match in South America, Ecuador hosting Uruguay, numbers 4 and 5. The winner of that game will probably get the automatic bid. The loser will probably go in and play the team from Asia, which it was Kazakhstan, I believe, is the team that qualified, correct?
Jordan.
Sorry, I made a mistake. I made a mistake. You know, you look at me like I'm out of my mind.
The one team, Andy, when you look at South America, that I feel badly for, because I was really hoping that they would enter into the playoff stages, was Venezuela. Unfortunately, they lost a home game against Uruguay. They went into La Paz and only got a tie against Bolivia. So it's going to be nip and tuck for them, but it would be great for football in that country because they, you know, have done so much in improving the level of the game in that part of South America, and the Vino Tintos maybe could be edged out, but that's certainly going to be the battle.
It's going to be a tough
one. In the playoff game.
A lot of great matches coming up, and we'll talk about Africa next week. We'll have some matches happening. The big match, though, that's going to be broadcast in the United States is next Tuesday, Ghana hosting Egypt with Bob Bradley at the helm for the Egyptians. But I think it's going to be great, and I'm on vacation, so I get to stay home on Friday and watch the matches and then go around the United States in the early evening. So I'm sure you'll be doing the same.
It'll be tremendous, and as you rightly mentioned, you know, the Black Stars against Egypt will be a great game. I think that Bob Bradley said he's looking forward to the fact that the second game will be in Cairo, in the Cairo International Stadium, and that is a very intimidating environment. So that is really going to be probably the game of the round in Africa to see who goes through.
Well, Dick, again, thanks for being with us. And but next week is the Canadian Thanksgiving, so hopefully you'll be able to join us for a little bit, even though I know it's a holiday in Canada.
Yeah, I'll maybe be able to get off a little bit of time to talk about it because there's just so much happening now with World Cup qualifying, so it's great to be part of it and talking to you and Joe and the listeners out there, I'm sure, with their own loyalties. It's going to be a great time for football and lots of football, soccer on TV to get people interested. It's great.
Thanks a lot, Dick. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you so much.
Okay, guys.
Dick.
Ciao.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll be joined by another Lancers Wall of Famer, Michael Lewis, and the U.S. Soccer Report. We'll talk about U.S., Jamaica, Mexico, Panama coming up this Friday. That's next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, Pelé. Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA Wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
On telephone, I believe in America, and my daughter is the light of my life. But she weeps because she's so lonely. I said to my wife, for justice, we must go to Don Telephone.
Buonasera, buonasera. We know each other for years, and this is the first time you come to me for help.
What do you want of me? I'll give you anything you want.
You ever needed a friend like me? And now you come to me and say, Don Telephone, you must give me justice. You don't even call me the mob father. but I'll make you an offer you can't refuse, huh? Then you call LiveWire at 325-0000.
What shall I pay you?
You don't pay anything at all because it's completely free. And all your daughter has to do is call 325-0000 and she will weep no more. I ask nothing of you, Bonacera, but someday, and that day may never come, I will call upon you to do a service for me in return.
My father, you understand everything.
When have I ever refused an accommodation? But you must be over 18.
Kusha Kush, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Let's go right to our U.S. correspondent, Michael Lewis. Segment brought to you by Salins, premium quality meat products since 1869. Get them at your favorite local food store. Good evening, Mike. How are you?
Okay, Andrew. How are you doing, Joe?
How are you, Mike?
Very good, thank you. Long time no talk, huh?
Yeah, I know.
Mike was here for the dinner on Friday night. And
what'd you think of the event, Mike?
I had a wonderful time, and the fact that, and as I said at the dinner to the 250 assembled guests, I thought it was great that the club remembered a bunch of men from 50 years ago who made history, and I don't think we do enough of that in this country sometimes. As I said, it's we kind of forget what we did 10 minutes ago, and I'm glad to see that the club went out of its way to honor the 1963 team.
Well, Mike, the U.S. Soccer is also doing some honoring this weekend. They're having their Hall of Fame ceremony. Two gentlemen who remember, people remember, Joe Max Moore and Peter Vermees will be inducted as players. Peter Vermees now the coach of Sporting Kansas City, where the match is going to be held at the stadium of Sporting Kansas City. So very, very appropriate there. So that's going to be a nice event for U.S. Soccer fans as well.
Yeah, it makes me feel old because I remember when they first came up as players with their respective club sides and then to the national team. But, they deserve those honors, no doubt about it. And as it turns out now, Peter is forging a reputation as a top-flight coach in MLS. So I'm not saying he'll make it a second time.
He will get a big ovation, I'm sure. By the way, big news, that match will kick off about 6:30 Eastern time. There's been some confusion about the start time of that match. It will be on ESPN, the pregame's at 6 o'clock, kickoff about a little after 6:30. So that is the U.S. and Jamaica. U.S. is already qualified, but Jamaica has an outside chance to get into fourth place if they can beat the U.S. and then beat Honduras in their final match. But I think the U.S. has not lost a match at home in many, many moons, and I think the U.S. will take care of business because they have an outside chance to maybe get into that top seven and get a seat in the World Cup. So who knows?
No, exactly. That's why, one reason why Jurgen Klinsmann picked the roster that he did. First of all, you want to make it difficult whoever you're playing. You don't want to put a bunch of second or third stringers out there. And, of course, it's a long shot for the U.S. to get one of those top eight seeds, but you got to give it what it's worth. So I don't blame them. Jamaica, I think the U.S. has a better chance of getting one of the top seeds than Jamaica, even getting into fifth place right now. But
yeah, that's true. So, but Joe, I know we're going to be watching the big match takes place later that evening. Mexico hosting Panama. Joe, what do you think? You think Mexico can finally get a win, or do you think, Panama can get an upset?
Panama is going to have an upset.
You think Panama's going to take it? Mike, what do you think?
Something. I'm not going to get into an argument with Joe about it because the way Mexico has been playing, I just will not be surprised if that happens, or even if they. A cruel point from there. I mean, Mexico has got to be in a desperation right now. Maybe the new team that they brought in, the new players, will change things around, but I think it's too late. That's my gut feeling. I think they're on the edge right now, on the wrong side of the edge.
Well, usually when you need to win and there is desperation, you know, it's hard to overcome the desperation.
Well, Panama needs a win, too. I mean, they have 8 points. Mexico has 8. They're tied. Actually, Panama has the advantage right now over Mexico because of a better number of goals scored. But Panama has to finish at home, but it's against the United States. Mexico has to go to Costa Rica, so both very difficult last matches. The other match is Honduras hosting Costa Rica. Honduras wins. They're in the World Cup, and a huge match for the Catracos if they can get back to the World Cup again.
Oh, definitely, definitely. That would two in a row. That would be a first for the Honduran side, and a big, big deal. And a number of players either are playing in MLS or have played in MLS on the Honduran side. I'll tell you, the Panama obviously has never reached the World Cup. Mexico seems to go every year, or every 4 years, I should say, and that would be devastating if Mexico doesn't reach the World Cup, and obviously historic if the Panamanians do.
Well, Mexico, I think, has to win because they can't count on getting any kind of result in Costa Rica. They've got to get 3 points ahead and hope the U.S. They've got to be rooting for the United States. How ironic is that? The U.S. can get at least a point in Panama, which will make their life a little bit easier. And they will still have to play New Zealand in the qualifying match to get into the World Cup.
The famous line, the enemy of my enemy is my friend, and that's what it is in that situation. When I was in Costa Rica, I spoke to some Costa Ricans, and I think they might hate the Mexican team more than the U.S. team. So it could be a very, very long night there for the Mexican side next Tuesday.
Well, the Honduras match starts at 5 o'clock against Costa Rica. U.S. will kick off about 6:30, and Mexico will kick off at 9:30. So, Mike, it's going to be some great matches. We'll talk to you about them, and then the final match is coming up on Tuesday. We'll talk about that next week.
Great. Hey, have a good week, gentlemen.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
Very good, Mike. Thank you so much, and it was nice seeing you.
Michael Lewis here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. Thanks to Soccer Sam and, of course, the Italian Civic League. Lunch on Monday, honoring Sam and Joe. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni, Mike Lewis, Dick Howard in Toronto, Bob D'Angelo at WYSL. He's a Hall of Famer, too. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM. And live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Have a good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Livewire, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.